Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us for your SmackDown post show for August 16th. We're so excited that you're joining us. We had more Bloodline in the main event action. So much to talk about today with a fantastic tag match. Carmelo and Andrade hooping again. I am so into that feud and where that's going, but get in your super chats and humper chats to talk all about SmackDown. We've got Sean here at the top of the show. We've got Cardoza, as always, with us. Sean's going to clarify some things that came up earlier this week. But before we talk about that, Cardoza, how you doing over there?
I'm excellent. It's another beautiful Friday here with you gorgeous people on Fightful. Of course, I'm speaking about Sean Ross Sapp.
Obviously.
Being the most gorgeous one in the room.
Oh, look at Sean.
but yeah, man, so happy to be here. Let's get this party rocking.
Absolutely. Well, the internet was ablaze wanting to know about Topgolf, Sean. That is the question that I got in my replies. I'm not kidding. Four or five people asked and wanted to know, why are you so bad at Topgolf? And
I had never touched a real golf club in my life besides a putter before that show. What I would ask is to show the scores after round two. When I had literally learned how to hold a golf club. Because here's the spoiler. Post round two, your boy took control.
Okay.
Right there.
amazing what swag golf covers will do for you. That's
did you Happy Gilmore it? Is that what you did? Happy Gilmore?
No. So I started off going full swing, and then I'm like, no, you got to work up to that. You got to just hold it back and then hit it a little bit. Plus, there's no actual skill required in Top Golf. I've learned that, which I love, because, I mean, that means I have a chance. But especially considering that Kimmy did anything resembling competent, shows that you don't need any actual skill. But
wow, aggressive.
Listen,
especially considering we know she was under the sting mask in the AEW, that you would come out here swinging like that. I'll say this. I am very thankful. When I was younger, I went to the driving range with my dad because I know how to swing a golf club. It's the opposite of a baseball swing. So it was never a natural thing to me.
Yes.
But well, we may never know. We may never know the truth about what happened at Top Golf that day. But get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I'm going to let Sean tease whatever he wants to about that. But we did first want to clarify something quickly about on Wednesday. You had gotten asked a question via super chat about speculation on Jamie Hayter's possible return. We'll see if she's able to come back. A lot of people speculating that she might come back into the Britt Baker Mercedes Moné feud, because that's kind of where we left off. You had mentioned that maybe that ship has sailed, and I know you just wanted to clarify a little bit around that.
Yeah, I did. Because, like, listen, I understand in the line of work that I'm in, our stuff is going to get clipped and stuff taken out of context. Sometimes people accuse us of that. So, I mean, listen, I understand that that will sometimes happen to us. But I even reached out to the person that posted the clip, and I was like, man, you didn't post the question that was posed to us. You didn't post any follow-up, anything like that. And all due respect to that person, I think that just saying, oh, alludes to issues and all that stuff, that's editorializing. I didn't allude to issues. Over a year ago, I had heard they weren't doing that story. They said as much on, I don't know if it was a Wrestle Purist Space or Ibu as well, but this isn't like a secret or anything. But I haven't heard of any like massive beef or anything like that. And as I noted later in that show, maybe things have changed since then. But, you know, people always just love to make it seem, especially in AEW, I've realized, they make it seem like, oh, the inmates are running the asylum and blah, blah, blah. And I get it. There are plenty of times when you can point the finger at that and all that. But that was, like, people acted like I just barked it out. Like, oh, well, you know, there's another one for Britt. That is not what happened. Kate, you had heard this over a year ago as well.
I was going to say, I heard months, if not years ago at this point. And let me tell you, I ain't in scoops, and I certainly don't seek out this information. And I heard it from multiple people. This was not a well-kept secret. And I would say probably would have been more public earlier if there hadn't been so much else going on in this landscape over the past year.
Well, not only that, Hayter was gone for a year and a half.
Exactly.
So, like, and I had heard about it maybe like a month before. Like, maybe a month before or so, but, like, to say that ship sailed in a personal, it's because it's been a year and a half, and I just haven't heard that that's a plan. I don't know what the plans are for Jamie Hayter right now, but the latest I had heard was, well, it's not to be involved with that. Now, that could change. Maybe this would facilitate a change, and anything like that can happen, but, like, listen, if you need clarification on something that I'm saying and I feel comfortable giving you that, that's fine. You can reach out and I'll try to provide you clarification. But that, like, I woke up the next morning and that had blown up and I'm like, my God, like, what are we doing here? Like, people are acting like I said that Britt and Jamie were throwing down. That absolutely didn't. And I see people saying Reba's tweets, though. Reba's been in the business for a decade. She knows how to work. I'm not saying that she was working, but it wouldn't surprise me if that were the thing, because she's still under contract and, like, she ain't been at TV either.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, you're talking about two people who haven't been at TV for over a year. You're talking about another person, a third person, who only returned to TV for the first time in like 10 months fairly recently. I'm just saying, reach out for clarification. There's a lot of avenues for that. And that one I was like, okay. I was trying to be careful with how I worded it anyway, because I thought that people might act a little bit weird about it. But I can't just bark out every single thing that I've heard regarding stuff like that. But this was not like a new thing. This was an old thing, and I hadn't been told that it had changed or anything. There was one person near it that was like, yeah, I don't think it's that big of an issue anymore, but maybe we'll see.
Cool. Yeah. And it would make sense that it came back up when potentially one of those talent might be returning. That would be awesome if she's able to make it back. So naturally kind of begs the question where she would return, but it would seem like sometimes people in wrestling have issues with each other backstage. Who knew ever, if you lived through the Attitude Era, but I've told plenty, I won't survive it. Nonsense McGee says, drunk, watch the end of SmackDown, Roman Rocks. SRS, in all seriousness, I appreciate your dedication to this gig and serving as an example of how to grind and build a team the right way. Y'all are awesome. Keep up the fine work. Well, thank you so much.
Had a guy last night that pretend like, that said, you're not a real journalist because you're not live tweeting TNA. And I was like, brother, I delegated that one a while back. I did that for a decade.
Sean, he was back in my replies today and asked me if we're called Fightful, why we don't cover MMA.
Oh, I saw that.
I screenshotted. Oh my God. I screenshotted our menu from the site, and it just says wrestling MMA and sent it back. It was absolutely incredible. Guys, get in those super chats and humper chats for the brief moment Sean's here. We're gonna let him go earlier tonight than maybe he normally sticks around. But since we got you here, Sean, is there anything you want to talk about select wise? We got to take a nice victory lap earlier in the week. Some fantastic gifts and memes. Nobody knows how deep the folder goes.
That's
until the home run tour comes up.
So I don't do that much anymore, but special occasions, I'm going to break out the Receipts World Tour. But there was somebody that was like, oh man, Sean's such a tough talker. And I'm like, I'm posting reactions and gifs and memes. Like, what are we doing? This isn't tough talking. It's me dunking on some really bad people. But Randy Orton, we broke news of his contract this week. We got that confirmation directly from him. 5-year contract for Randy Orton. Over the next week, we are admittedly going to be AEW heavy. We still got a bunch of SmackDown, Raw scoops, all that stuff. But heading into All In, naturally, we're going to have a lot of AEW news. Adam Cole was backstage at this week's AEW Dynamite. I'm told he's likely getting back in the ring to train next week. We're going to have some more AEW injury updates and the like this upcoming week. But just an awful lot going on there. There was one thing, and I still see it popping up. People are like, oh, any update on Becky Lynch? Yeah, I confirmed directly. She has not retired. Or at least that was not intended to be a retirement post on Instagram. I saw some people still talking about that recently. Like, oh, well, they can't bring her in because she's retired. Nope, she's still not technically retired. Anything like that. We did have a lot of extra details on AEW All In Texas. Jinai Kai has signed officially with MLW. That is a really good signing for them.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. She's very good. She was actually backstage at AEW recently. We had news on Michael Oku and Amira possibly heading to AEW. Ink not dry on that. We're not told that that's necessarily set. Lucha Brothers, the damage control surrounding that. And now it's becoming clear, like, one of the reasons Penta probably got online and said, no, I'm in AEW, is because his brother is still under contract and doesn't want to make that messy. I had a lot of people not asking for additional news, but they're like, oh, what are your thoughts on this? And I'm like, okay, I don't like somebody being forced to be somewhere they don't want to be, especially if they've fulfilled that contract time. If I were AEW, I would say, hey, Penta, here's the deal. You come back, you put a couple people over. We won't extend this time on your brother. That way, you know, you do business the right way on the way out. I think that's a way that benefits everybody. And Tony did say, yeah, that we believe that WWE is contract tampering. Now, I don't have particularly strong feelings one way or another, but I really didn't think that I would have another like active, possibly contract tampering story to report on for quite some time, because I didn't think that a talent or a company would be as brazen about it. WWE is not being as brazen about it, but Penta, to people that he was talking to, definitely was. And, you know, I think WWE would be a good place for him. I think WWE would be a really good place. I've made my thoughts felt on the What's Up You Guys podcast about the AEW merch situation. WWE and Fanatics will be mass producing those masks so quick, and they will make their money back on them. But we're going to have a lot more news this weekend, injury news, injury updates. But yeah, Randy Orton re-signing, Adam Cole coming back, AEW All In in Texas. It's been a good week.
Absolutely. And before you get out of here, we're going to give you an opportunity to do something that I'm sure that you're going to want to do, because Cadillac Carson saying, Sean, I just want to say that after she interrupted Pretty Deadly's number, I get your beef with Mi Chin, deplorable human being, and Bad Robot kind of saying the same thing here. Hello, favorite show. Glad to see Mia Yim on TV, but interrupting Pretty Deadly, sadness. So we know what the CEO dance is. What do you think the OTC dance would be? We'll answer that, but if you wanted to shoot on Mia Yim before you get out of here, I wouldn't blame you.
The OTC dance would probably be a moving version of that meme when somebody was throwing something at Roman and he did the thing from years ago. It'd probably be something like that. But as far as Mia Yim goes, listen, I rib her plenty, but I'm glad she's getting the opportunities that she has worked very, very hard to get. Also, that woman is jacked right now.
She looks great.
She's in incredible shape. She's been doing great work. I will criticize this from the WWE perspective. They've had her lose to Nia twice in back-to-back months. I'm glad they gave her a win over Tiffany, but I'm like, give her some more wins if you're going to give her this title shot. But sincerely, I am happy that Mia Yim is in this spot, because she has earned it. She's worked very hard. She was persistent, you know, outside of WWE as well. And it's something that she definitely has put in the work for. So deserve. And Nia as well. Nia looks as good as she's looked in her WWE run. Like, what? And we left the SummerSlam presser. My wife was like, man, Nia is so personable. Yeah, she's a very likable person, a very charismatic person when given that opportunity. So, yeah, I really like what they're doing there.
Man, I ruined Sean's bit last week. I tried to set him up to shoot on Mia Yim, and he just comes in and says a bunch of nice things about her. She's fantastic. I'm also very glad to see that she's getting more screen time, more meaningful matches as well. But Sean, anything else before you get out of here?
That's all I got. Subscribe to Fightful Select. A lot of good stuff coming.
All right. Well, this is the 3-year anniversary of my time at Fightful this week. This is the 3-year of SmackDown post shows that I got hired for. So thank you for hiring me to do this. Thank you for quitting on Friday night so I get to host the shift now. But very excited to be here. Very excited to continue into year 4. Thank you, Sean, for all your hard work. We appreciate you around here. And we're going to get into the SmackDown review. We'll say goodbye, Sean. And we will dive into SmackDown right here. We've got a lot to talk about. Pretty clean episode this week, I would say. Next week, we've got the go home to Bash in Berlin. This one had some meat on the bone. Love that we're getting longer times for these tag matches. But what did you think kind of overall, Alex?
Not bad. I mean, kind of a lot of the repetitiveness of what's been happening for the last almost 3 weeks with SmackDown, a lot of the same faces, but I get it. They have to build these stories and, you know, they got to make their way through Bash to Berlin at Berlin. So it is what it is. Not to say that the episode was bad. It was just, you know, when you kind of see the same, almost the same thing for a couple weeks in a row, it's just like, okay, cool. I like it. Yay.
It is a little bit formulaic in that the structures, I feel like, that's have been the same.
Exactly. Like, wow, you took the word. This is why you're a PhD in wrestling, and I'm just
thank you so much.
An associate's degree and sitting here.
Well, we actually did get this super chat saying, have any of you have any aims in the film biz come October? I might have some cool opportunities. Y'all are salt of the earth people. So it would be cool to work with y'all. This guy is the guy for that, actually.
This sexy collarbone of a man.
Very, very much interconnected in the film world.
Yeah, just hit me up on the Twitch. On the Twitch, listen to me. On Instagram. Sorry, I don't know why I said Twitch, but Instagram. I was supposed to say Twitter, but I'm just trying to stay away from Twitter as much as possible. But Instagram and on Threads is the place to be. You could slide in my open DMs.
There you go. I will say I don't really have any film aspirations. I can't speak for Sean entirely, but I can tell you he has one giant notes app that he keeps all of his ideas in. Some of them may or may not be while he's under
the influence.
Certain influences of cannabis specifically.
It's 2024. The wacky
internet's weird. I don't want people being weird about it, but
no, they're not weird. The internet's the place where people do it the most.
It's greater than SRS. Also, RIP Afa. Yes, we will talk about the video package that they put together. Beautifully done. It's so strangely poetic how that happens sometimes, right? Like these two passing back to back after we've gotten to see like this culmination of their legacy play out on screen. It's obviously incredibly sad, but kind of beautiful in a way that they got to witness playing out in one of the most successful wrestling booms that we've ever had, their legacy just right on screen for all of us to see. It's pretty special. Ricardo saying, hi, Kate and Cardoza chat. See you later tonight.
What it do?
Thank you for chiming in while you're at work. Tag match had one of the best matches this year. We're going to talk about that for sure. Three segments they gave that. But let's dive in. Crazy 101 saying Tony and Saraya is set for next week. That should be fun because there's some former Outcasts drama there. But let's finally dive in to this. We do have the
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Kika tribute, or I'm sorry, the Afa tribute that we got here, which was really, really beautifully done. Just kind of continuing the lineage. And they always knock these things out of the park. These tribute packages are incredible. It takes a lot of people back to specific moments in time. It had a lot of wrestlers talking about not only the on-screen legacies, but I loved what Batista was saying and stuff too, like how much the training school helped and how much just like the Wild Samoan legacy and just their legacy to wrestling in general has meant. We get to see it from so much of a referential standpoint in today's current wrestling, and we get to hear all about the Samoan dynasty, but to hear the off-screen human amount of value that they added to the wrestling industry, I thought was beautiful stuff that we got today. What did you think of the video packages? I feel like they always do such a great job with these.
I'll be completely honest. It's I love it. Don't get me wrong. I think those packages always pull on the heartstrings.
Yes, definitely.
But the only thing that I kind of got to say gets me is the fact that it's just time sucks.
Yeah.
It's our biggest enemy. It's the biggest heel. And above all else, it proves that I am getting old. And I don't like seeing, I'm sexy as it is. Like, I don't think I'm aging, but to see what was our, for me growing up, our, you know, fandom withering away a little bit by little bit. Now, mind you, he was 81 years old, beautiful life. But just, I watched these guys. I watched them on Saturday nights and I watched them on the beginning of the Monday Night Raw. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It's just crazy. It kind of just, it sucks.
It's wild, too, because there's that layer of it, right? We're losing these legends. And then the next wave of it, of John Cena's retiring and Stone Cold says it's a young man's game and all these things of, like, we've seen
there it
such
is. Yeah.
Great uses of legends lately in wrestling, I think better than maybe ever.
Yeah.
But it is wild to see how much of that is weaving in and out. And especially, so I mean, I got into this in the era that everyone thinks sucked, right? I started watching in 2009, so I don't have the same attachment, but it is wild to see how many people watched, exited, and then came back to wrestling. Like, I hear so much of that. And so they're having these feelings and attachments to wrestling in such a different way. Such a different way. Tim McFowell sending in a super chat. Thank you so much. Saying, just joining, overly influenced by Kate today with her post on Twitter. Yeah, I guess I got to post some more beach pictures. My goodness. But Alex is going to have to show a lot of clavicle to catch up. As for SmackDown, I thought the pacing really ruined a good to great show. Some weird pacing things, but some good pacing things. And I'll discuss, and Alex will discuss what I think was good and bad about today's show.
Sure.
But this makes me happier than anything in the whole wide world. Eddie Kingston was announced to provide an update on All In for tomorrow's Collision. Eddie is going to be set for tomorrow's Collision. I'm so happy. I'm going to cry. I'm so excited.
I know, it's crazy.
You know, I said the past few, kind of like 6 to 8 weeks, I feel like both products, the WWE product and the AEW product right now, are all both in very good places. But AEW is missing that tackler on the mic, and that is Eddie Kingston. Your Will Ospreys are really great promos and phenomenal in ring, and your MJFs are going to do what your MJFs does. Nobody does what Eddie does. The closest person is probably Mox, and Mox has been out too. It's tough. It's tough when those guys are out, because guys like Eddie Kingston can make anything adjacent to a title or with a title feel like it's life or death, and they can do it like that. And I feel like Kevin Owens is a WWE equivalent of just like, it's logical and I want to see you fight immediately.
Sure.
We're gonna talk about that too.
Well, he talks real. Like, it's, you know, I grew up in that era, 90s Jersey, New York City era. You know, like, when he talks to you like he's going to step up to you and kick you in the nuts with his fucking, with his timber. Tim's, I got a little too excited. I see, there you go. That
you're
was that part of me.
The Eddie Kingston talk, though. I see what you're doing.
I got into it too much. I apologize, people. I almost slipped there, you know, but yeah.
It's all good. We haven't had a sponsor.
Just the tip of the word.
Jasmine Hawkins saying, happy Fightful anniversary, Kate.
Alexis. Oh my God, Jasmine.
Cowboys still suck. Thank you so much. Like a true white girl, I've been celebrating it all week, but I am so thankful to be here for 3 years. And this was the first show I got hired for. I got hired just to co-host the SmackDown show. And now I get to do this most every night with you wonderful people. So I so appreciate not only getting to do this every Friday, but all the shows I get to do at Fightful, and doing it in an environment where I can genuinely say, I love my co-hosts. I love our editorial team. Anytime I go to Sean and Jimmy Van for something, they're always there to listen. Sean's like the busiest dude on the planet. If I'm like, hey, I need something, he's there. Like, I feel very, very blessed to be not only able to do this on the platform that I do it at, and not only in an environment that's inclusive and safe for everybody, but to be constantly valued and listened to is truly a gift. Because I love wrestling. I don't need to talk about it so bad that I work with a bunch of idiots. So very
and
thankful.
I'm thankful to you. You brought me in here to be your co-host, and you know I can't complain.
I know.
Two and a half, almost 3 years myself. There's nothing wrong with a little clav on Friday nights. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it's, we've had a long week. Chat, am I right? Come on now.
True. We got more Danny, super I see you. Chats. Thank you for all the support. But let's get into this episode because we haven't even really touched the tip of the iceberg here. Let's talk Nia's celebration that Tiffany so beautifully laid out with pink and white balloon pillars with unicorns on top of them. And Nia comes out. We've talked about this before. Her in kind of more traditional clothes. This looked like it was almost a hybrid of streetwear and gear. It was an interesting look, but when she came out in that chair, I was like, man, she looks so extra beautiful when she's allowed to kind of just dress. When you're not in a wrestling match, you don't need to be wearing wrestling gear. When she wears kind of more regular clothes, she looks stunning. She looks absolutely stunning. But Nia kind of comes out and says, hey, thanks for the celebration, but this isn't really my style. Destruction is more my style than pink and pretty glitter and unicorns and stuff. But Tiffany has done so much for her. She says that she's been so good to her. And they continue with the celebration. And eventually, we get Nia asking Tiffany to bow down to the Queen of the Ring. Pretty Deadly is also there dressed like they're in a boy band, but for their musical segment. And Tiffany doesn't say no, but she does say, you know, I thought Pretty Deadly could sing you this song they prepared, and we would all bow down together, because boys should bow down too, which that I very much agree with. Boys should always be bowing down to girls.
I'll bow down to Nia.
But they start singing this beautiful song, and then Mia Yim has the nerve to come interrupt
How
them.
How dare she?
With a kendo stick. She looks fantastic too. Sean alluded to it earlier. Her conditioning is incredible. The past couple sets of gear that she's had on NXT and here on SmackDown have been excellent too. Like, I'm loving this presentation of Mia Yim. Mm-hmm. I do agree with what Sean said earlier that she lost twice to Nia, the first time very handily. So they need to do a little bit more creative work to get her back to feeling like a proper contender for Nia, I think. But she's been so underrated for so long. I'm so excited to see her getting to shine, not only with more TV time, but in title matches and more important spots. Excellent stuff. What did you think of our opening proper segment here?
I love the fact that she immediately turned into like that heel Nia. Listen, you're my pet. That's what you are. You're not my friend. You're my pet. I'm going to keep you around until it's ready to kick you out and like give you away to another family. Okay. That's what I feel like she's keeping Tiffy around for. I love the fact that she immediately like had no words. Tiffy didn't like, God, you want me to bow down? Oh, by the way, let me tell you something. You know, Pretty Deadly's here to sing a song for you. I love me some Pretty Deadly. But God,
I know you do. I mean, the mics, the boy band mics.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to find a picture and I'm going to post it. I used to be in a boy band. I also used to do covers and all kinds of stuff. So I'll show you guys the picture. I used to wear the jersey with the backwards hat and the one glove. I did all that stuff. So I really enjoyed the fact that they went out there and tried. And they were a hit to me. I don't know what anyone else is thinking.
I'm getting in line at TKTS to go to Pretty Deadly the Musical, okay? Like, I am so in on seeing this musical. Later, we do get a segment two backstage with Mia Yim and Chelsea and Piper, who is standing outside of Nick Aldis's office. They jaw jockey a little bit. And Chelsea said, you know, we were going to do that too. We were going to interrupt Nia too. We had the same thought. We were going to run into Mia Yim says, well, thank goodness it was mean because I got a title shot out of it. And then just as they tried to barge into Nick Aldis, as usual, Nia is there to attack Mia Yim. Good stuff. Good continuation. Good talent rotation. If you're not going to do multiple matches for the women, at least you're still getting a lot of faces on television here. Like, you got Nia, you got Tiffany, you got Chelsea, you've got Piper at least sniffing around the picture. You got Mia Yim here. So if you're only doing one match, at least we are still getting a lot of talent on television. Any thoughts on the kind of addendum segment that we got here, Alex?
First of all, just we want maybe say thank you to Gregory Alvarado, who just gifted a ton of memberships to people here on the chat.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
so thank you so much. Just wanted to keep an eye on that. That was pretty cool. 10
Fightful Wrestling memberships. Thank you so much. We appreciate
that so much. Thank you, Gregory. That was amazing. Thank you so much. Okay, so the backstage segment. Nicholas, that was my favorite thing. Nicholas! Chelsea has become one of my favorite, like, people to kind of, like, you never know what she's going to do or say. She's always dressed to the nines. She's kind of, like always being sly and slithering
she's
and trying to...
She's always up to something. Chelsea Green is always up to something.
Yes, always. And, like, you just want to find out what it is that she's doing. I like it. I'm here for it. I hope that for her, she continues to move upward and they give her, you know, I like this stuff, but I want to see a couple more serious things happening. But other than that, yeah, I think the backstage thing was fine. She stands out the most out of the whole thing.
She, anytime she's on screen, is maximizing her minutes. We say that over and over again, but like, I mean, just to the umpteenth degree, it's really, really incredible. Gregory, you were so generous. If there's anything that you want to send in a chat about, feel free to do so. We'd be happy to read one for you when you
Yeah, and I will send you 10 clavicle pictures just for that.
Oh my gosh.
What?
My goodness. Ian R. saying, happy Kateversary yet again this week. Thank you so much. The most fantastic member of Fightful. Helps when some of your co-hosts don't have any hair at all, but... And 2.0, you're a badass as well. Thank you so much. We are so happy to
appreciate
have
all of you, man.
Alex on
Sometimes.
Board.
Minerva I need to find, first of all, I wish I could find out the exact date that I started with you. I can't, I try to go back into the archives. I wish our Friday night show had a playlist because I can go back all the way. Maybe that's something
too
I can do.
Is you did your first, I have the same thing. My first appearance on Fightful was not the day I got hired.
Correct.
So I think I even have your first appearance, but I don't have the day that you started at Fightful because those are two different dates.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't even know if we have an official date for you because Sean kind of just like Irish goodbye'd the show.
Yeah, he did. He's like, he showed up one day while I was with you and said, Alex, it's a pleasure meeting you. And he left.
Yeah. It was basically like he kind of just fizzled out, which I take as a sign of trust. So I'll take it for sure. But Minerva said, sup, bangs and collarbones. Gang, let's crank. I'm Sands of Blinding tonight. If Beef ever comes out with two drugged up pairs,
what the?
I'll actually go vegan. Okay, so there's a wrestler who's been on ROH who's the second cousin of Anthony Henry, and his name is Beef. Like, that's his name. And he's awesome. And he has so much personality. He's so much fun. But his name is Beef. I love him, but my co-host on Thursday nights, SP3, like, loves him. And I thought, who would be who would he be loved more by than our very faithful Meat Normus? I love
the meat.
I love this. There's so much. Everybody's touching tips whenever MXM is on. And even when MXM is not on, so now that they're on Rampage, we've got people touching tips in the chat. I love
you.
You
get me
so
all
much.
The time with that. I don't. I gotta pay more attention.
Alex,
I'll touch your tip. Hell yeah.
On ROH, Griff Garrison smooshed it.
I kind of sounded a little stupid right there, but yeah.
It's all right.
I didn't know that that was an actual thing. So I apologize to everyone. This is 2 weeks in a row that you've told me about touching tips, and I was like, oh,
MSM, baby. Gotta touch tips.
Just another Friday night.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, boy.
If you're trying to touch tips, and yours isn't really in tip-touching condition, if you're like MXM and you're trying to enter the frame, but you're not exactly popping on screen, BlueChew.com.
Blue Chew, main event performance, main event confidence, and a main event deal. Go to BlueChew.com and use the code FIGHTFUL, and you will get Blue Chew with their first shipment for free. Shipment? Yeah, I said shipment. No waiting in line at the pharmacy, no awkward doctor's visits. You take their online exam, and then if approved, it ships straight to your door. That's right. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and much more affordable. How can you pass up on this? How can you pass up on that confidence? How can you pass up on that performance? How can you pass up on making your sex life better? That's what Blue Chew is here to do. You don't have to have a problem to use Blue Chew. Just get that additional performance. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL.
I'm so embarrassed I snorted on air.
It's not your fault. I'm so funny.
When you
smart
can't
and pretty all the time.
If you are having problems touching tips, well then.
Look, I'm not great at everything in this world, but Blue Chew segues, I got them.
Oh, right, man.
Let's get back to this episode of SmackDown, guys. Get in those super chats and humper chats at humperchats.com. Leave a thumbs up on this video as we make our way through SmackDown. Also, just a quick heads up. A lot of you are familiar with Robert Z. Felice. It's his birthday today at Dude Felice on social media. Go wish Robert a happy birthday. He is
happy birthday, Rob.
The very, very best of us. So let's rock and roll through more of this. We get Carmelo Hayes versus Andrade. And buddy, I could watch them wrestle for the rest of my life. Jay Stone saying, I hope at some point Hunter books Melo like he was the third pick of the draft. Andrade and Melo carrying the show at this point. Now, I gotta say, I'm so excited to talk about this match. Because I felt like in the first one, Melo really got to show out. And in the second one, Andrade got to show out a little bit more. And tonight, it felt like even Stevens. Like, they both got to show out. And shout out to Wade Barrett on commentary for putting over what I felt like was very well articulated him in the story here of Carmelo may have lost the first two times, but he's never going to lose the same way twice. He's a young, growing superstar who's not going to make that same mistake again. We see him win by catching the Hurricane Rana this time, rolling those legs back for the three count. Really, really good stuff. That standing moonsault from Andrade, like, absolutely blows my mind every single time. Or not the standing one, but, like, him landing on his feet when he goes to do a moonsault is absolutely insane to me. These two just have incredible chemistry. I'm glad somebody realized that. I'm glad they capitalized on that with the story. And my only complaint about those first two matches was, why did Andrade win both of them, right? I felt like we're setting up Carmelo as a likely contender for the U.S. title. Carmelo gets a win here. Hopefully he continues to get some wins while LA Knight is preoccupied with Santos Escobar for this first title defense. Make Carmelo look strong going into what feels like it's probably going to be a series of matches, if not at least one match with LA Knight eventually. But let's get him winning. Let's get him looking strong. But man, Andrade and Carmelo Hayes just showing out every time we've gotten to see them. Absolutely loved what we got from them tonight. What did you think, my dear co-host?
We are having a plate, a buffet full of deliciousness when it comes to these two. They obviously understand that they've caught lightning in a bottle when it comes to Andrade and Carmelo fighting it out in the ring. Let me tell you something. I don't see anything wrong with them running it back to back to back to back to back because they're giving us different style matches. You're not seeing the same spots.
You're definitely getting a lot of variety considering many times these two guys have faced each other in a short amount of time.
100%. You're getting they injected a little bit of fuel into their rivalry at the end of the match with Carmelo kind of stepping up and being like, bro, nah, continue acknowledging, like, I'm good at this, you know, like, obviously I would be full of piss and vinegar too if you beat me and, you know, like, you're pissed and now I beat you. I want you to, like, you know, you kind of see that a lot in, like, weigh-ins and UFC fights sometimes where, like, one will start going after the other, you know, or even yes. after a match to kind of, like, brag. This is what they were doing, and it felt nice. It felt great. Maybe I would lessen the amount of times that they get in the ring together to, like, maybe every other week or maybe even every month.
Spread them out a little bit.
Yeah, you spread them out so that it continues to feel special. But, yeah, I'm all about it.
I am wondering if part of the pacing of this feud was because there wasn't supposed to be one, but that first match was grabbed so many people's attention. They were like, well, hold on. Let's lean into that because both of those guys had been lost in the shuffle booking wise. Sometimes this helps. And I will say, like, to me, a good match, the win means something. Right.
Yeah.
A great match, the win means something and the loss means something to both characters for them to go back to their respective feuds with or their respective character arcs with. Now it feels like we're getting into great matches because the in-ring was always fantastic, but the story is now elevated for both of them with the series of matches that we've had, where in the beginning it felt lopsided to me. It felt like this was only doing something for Andrade. So big W here from Carmelo Hayes. We did see him in a backstage a little bit earlier here with Naomi, Jade, and Bianca, who say they're very mindful, very demure. I don't know what this little TikTok trend is, but all the ladies are saying very mindful, very demure, and I kind of love it. And Carmelo Hayes invites them to the after party after this match, which, when that happened, I said, well, he better win, because an after party for a match that you lose sounds terrible. It's like if everybody's waiting for you at home and you failed your driver's test, and then you walk in and they've got balloons and all sorts of stuff. But some more love in super chat form from you guys. Jay Miller saying, happy 3 years, Kate. Wish some of these title matches could make Bash in Berlin. Man, I long for the days when the mid-card can feel important. Now, I will say this. I think if you consider that the new era under Triple H has only been from April till now, there's been a tremendous amount of improvement in the product. To me, it felt like priority number one, clean up the way we're going about some things. Not as many rematches as we were getting in the Vince era. Lean into the baby faces that are organically over. I'm hoping what we're getting with Bron Breakker and what we're getting with LA Knight finally having titles is now that mid-card's going to start to rise up and feel important again. And then I hope the other piece that comes into the fold is that they give a shit about the tag titles at some point. Those are my hopes, is that maybe there are some phases that are being rebuilt here. Because they obviously have said, Bron Breakker, the future is yours if you want it. We're seeing Ilya Dragunov get mixed up over there with Sheamus, right? Like, we're seeing a lot more contenders in that mid-card than we ever have before. The thing is, when they do these international pay-per-views, they're 5 matches. So it is kind of tough. But I would say Survivor Series, you'll probably see some serious movement. But keep in mind, in that mid-card picture, we have 2 very new champions at LA Knight and Bron Breakker. Let's give them a substantive reign and hope we go places with it.
Agreed.
Ian R says, Kate, the queen of bangs and boner segues. What a gift.
Wow.
What I mean, I don't mean to pat myself on the back or whatever, but like,
Did you ever think, after years of studying and education and everything that you've put in, all the hard work,
when I was a young girl,
that you would be the queen of
bangs and boner segues?
Bangs and boners. Like, B&Bs. Well, I mean, that's great.
I'm sure when my parents were raising me, they were like, my dad was like, I'm going to put in decades of work at IBM so that my daughter can be the queen of bangs and boner segues.
We love you, Mr. Kate.
My dad rules. Michael David saying, here's my penance for being late because my caregiver is an a-hole. Well, I hope you're okay.
Yeah.
And we will let
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let it go this time. No, just
I will let it slide. By the way, shout out to Dawn in the chat, my co-host and my friend and my producer and many other ventures who found the date, May 27th, 2022.
May 27th, 2022. Now you got to put it in your phone so that we can
celebrate. I did. I just put it on my telefono. And
and you can celebrate with an unintentional thirst trap as well.
You did.
That's
that.
What's up. I was not intended to be, but Lord Almighty.
Just wait, my clavicles are getting really buff. I started like lifting weights again. Like,
there you go.
I look at myself, I'm like, damn.
It's about drive, it's about power. Okay. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
We get Naomi versus Blair Davenport, which is set up a little bit earlier in that very demure, very mindful segment that we had. But man, this is not working for Blair Davenport. She is a very skilled wrestler, and her presentation in NXT was connecting. The stall out and pushing her is biting them in the butt right now, I would say.
Like,
just no crowd reaction for them. This was also just a little bit off of a match. Just felt like one of those chemistry things. Like, nothing that Naomi did wrong or that Blair Davenport did wrong necessarily. Sometimes chemistry just isn't there. That happens with the best wrestlers in the world all the time. I remember that. The example I always use is Rhea Ripley and Asuka. It took them 3 times to get that match to work. And they're two of the very best in the world. And they even have similar enough ring styles that you would think immediately, home run. Wasn't the case. And the third time, it was awesome. This just didn't really click for me. I will say jumping guillotines are always super fun. I think maybe they just speak such different languages in wrestling terms that maybe it didn't really fit. But nothing wrong here necessarily. It just didn't feel like it ever got into the gear it needed to for me. Any thoughts on this? And my goodness, it feels like they've got to find something for Blair Davenport because she's ice cold, and she's too talented to be this ill received by the audience.
Yeah, it was more or less like, cool. You know, hometown girl is here, Naomi. We're gonna give it up. Everyone's behind her. I feel sorry for Davenport. She comes out. It's just like everyone's sitting on their hands, kind of, and it sucks. You know, like, she's such a talented woman's wrestler. I honestly thought that we would see a lot more coming out of her. I don't know. Maybe they just don't. It's hard. Like, they have a lot of time being put into so many other people.
Yeah.
You know, that all I can think of right now is just like she's waiting in the wings, you know, and they're going to put her on TV here and there just to remind us that she's still there, you know. And, you know how WWE is. Eventually a story will pop up.
Yeah, it does feel like Naomi's return was huge, and then they had that cool six-woman program at Mania, but she was never the focal point of it, right? Tag team.
Yes.
She's eaten a lot of L's. She eats another one here. I would like for her to have some meaningful wins in the very near future.
And by the way, even
last week, that the fact there's so many women's trios isn't an accident, so we'll see where things are going.
Even now, like, you still see her kind of just being injected a little bit into everything that Bianca and Jade are doing. Like, it hasn't been a lot of separation, which kind of sucks because Naomi could stand alone on her own. Like, we saw that in TNA. You know, we've seen that in the past.
And she's super over, like, her theme,
yes,
her presentation. So
yeah.
So we'll see. This is actually very funny. Van Twin Blade saying, why ain't Alexis's name in chat blue or green? Fix it. Are you not a moderator?
I'm not, because I was told. Actually, I wasn't told anything. I was trying to make something up, but no.
I know a girl. I'll make sure that you are.
I hope this girl is really good at bangs and. No, I'm just kidding.
She happens to be, and she happens to
Friday nights. This is literally, I do a ton of shows, by the way, and I have the most fun here with you on Friday nights. I used to have a lot of fun with Dawn in the chat as well when we used to do our Power Rangers show, Into the Morphing Grid Friday nights as well. But, you know, I'm having a ton of fun here, and this is just great.
I am very glad, and I love doing this show with you every Friday night. We have the most fun. And
mostest.
Sorry, this is... Give Alexa powers. I'll do it. I have the login for Fightful. We will make that happen, I promise. But stop using caps in the chat, Luis, or our mods will ban you. How about that? You're going to get timeouted. I can't do that. I can't timeout you. That would be very bad for me. But we get this segment with Grayson Waller and Kevin Owens, who is my favorite person in the whole wide world ever. Grayson Waller is talking a bunch of S to Austin Theory. Talk about how KO hasn't done anything but lose the bloodline for the past 4 years. And Kevin Owens says, checkmate, my friend. I know. I have not earned this title match. I said that last week. I have not exactly been doing great. I didn't even want this title match. So I do. I suck, right? Let's go out there and prove it. Prove how much I suck at this. And Grayson Waller had said that he wanted the old Kevin Owens, but I just love how KO is always in the same boat as whatever the truth is in his booking reflection. And I loved that he was like, yeah, you know what? I agree with you, actually. So good luck talking a bunch of shit about a guy that agrees with you. So good. And then the match was super fun. I loved the finish because my complaint with the rolling flatliner is that Grayson Waller has to leave the ring to come back into the ring to do it. That is not a good finishing move.
You've been saying this for the last forever.
Here's the thing. Alex Pulaski opened my eyes to it way back when he was in NXT, and it's one of those things I can't unsee. It's like when people go to the top rope in a battle royal. It was a gifted pet peeve to me from Matt from the Shiny Wizards podcast. He pointed it out once, and now I can never see that spot and be like, why would you go to the top rope in a battle royal? That makes no sense. Why would you have a finisher where you have to leave the ring to come back in? That also makes no sense, because someone like Kevin Owens is going to have it scouted, and you're going to run into a stunner when you try to do it. We get a pop-up powerbomb for the three count at a little post-match action here. Kevin Owens getting the win makes sense here. Austin Theory not really doing a lot to help his tag team partner. I'm assuming we're getting more dissension, but God, I loved the little promo into this. This was so much fun. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I truly enjoy, you know, like the fact that KO and everyone is just like, you know, beating the crap out of A-Town Down Under. Like, I need these guys to separate.
Yeah,
you know? I've been saying this to you for a long time, and you kind of were like, you were iffy about it in the beginning because they kind of did make such a great team together in up front. But gosh, in the last couple months, Kate, I've been a big supporter of just getting these two separated, maybe seeing you know, you always said that Waller might be the biggest star out of the both of them.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see that. I do agree because the charisma's there by a ton. And unfortunately, Theory kind of suffers from the I'm a body guy and I'm just going to come out here and wrestle type of deal, you know, and that's about it.
And he's great in the ring.
Yes.
They've never gotten a presentation that works for him, right? Like, since he was in the way.
Yeah,
like the faction, the way, not that he's been in the way.
Yeah,
in the way. Proper,
yeah. So
like,
I mean, that's all. That's honestly, that's what I feel like right now. Like, we just need to kind of like move on, you know, and see. Obviously, you know, we with Kevin Owens, you know, he's stuck in this Cody Rhodes loop of people that challenge Cody Rhodes, but you know they're not gonna win the title loop.
Yeah,
and it just. It just sucks my soul. I don't want it to happen.
Pieces with the most important chat in the whole wide world saying, hi, everyone, coming in late because I went to Nigel's magic show. But hope everyone is having a good night. Were you, let us know, were you as surprised as I was about how emotionally, like, moving and how many heartstrings it pulled at Because I was pleasantly caught off guard by how authentic and sincere that was. I am obsessed with how many people are touching tips in the chat tonight. It is
Jesus
so
Christ.
Fucking funny to me. I love it so much.
Someone touch tips with me, please.
I just did before.
Someone's going to clip that, aren't they?
I just did.
Yay.
Someone's touching tips over here. Hey, you know what? You know who's got some tips for creative? Alex Pulaski, who's going to come on here with Let's the go. Sour Fowler. It's not just boner segues I have, you guys, okay?
Alex,
where's he at? I am a legend. On. Not as much as Alex's dog.
Alex,
though.
Touch my tip.
You gotta.
Hold on. Oh, here we go. Oh, God, look at this interconnection of tips just touching everywhere.
There it is.
The connector between all of us.
But we need to come into frame like MXM of just like a weird
Yeah. There you go.
What up, Alex? How you doing?
Good. Good. Top flight somehow time traveled NXT 2.0. I don't understand it. I don't know how or don't know why.
Top of Alex says it's the weekly post Rampage SRS raid. It is like a Twitch raid where our numbers go up once you finish on select.
But. Yes. Yeah. We decided that we need to formally make Roosh and Beast Mordos into a tag team.
Okay.
And the tag team name will be the Hearns Business. Yeah?
I'm in. I'm 100%
okay,
in.
Good.
No notes.
I hope those shirts come out next week.
That's phenomenal. H-E-R-R-R-N-S-S-S-S. Yep. I'm in.
Hey, Kate, do you think that creative doesn't think we'll notice, or that they haven't noticed themselves, that they are running nearly identical programs, one for the men and one for the women on SmackDown? With Blair Davenport and Naomi and Carmelo and Andrade.
Yeah.
Like, I can't quite beat this guy. I know I'm new here, but I'll try and figure it out. Oh, I did. That's great. It's the exact same thing. I wouldn't notice, except for they did them in back-to-back matches. Ooh,
yeah.
The Hearns Bee's Knees. It's even worse. It's even there better. It's even better, the Hearns Bee's
there
Knees.
It is. They are very similar programs. The other thing is, we were talking about it before. You and I know how talented Blair Davenport is because we saw her on NXT, but like the audience reaction is ice cold. Like they've got to figure it out with her for sure.
Yes. Well, but, putting her with some spooky Scottish witches. Oh, wait, they used to be. That is going to like rocket her to the top.
Remains to be seen.
We'll see. We'll see.
They're so good. They're so good, but their booking is not supportive of such a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. What else you got in your sour flower? That's only one.
I know.
Unless you're counting Rampage, if you don't like the top flight.
Kind of, I guess. I mean, the thing about SmackDown tonight is it was like inoffensive. Like there wasn't bad anything bad on it. Like some of the stuff I wish they were. It wasn't, you know, kind of as obvious, you know, or like, oh, cool. So Mi-Chin gets to be the first victim of Nia Jax's reign. Like, cause we know what this is. I volunteer
as tribute.
At some point, Nia Jax has to have a first feud where she beats the first person she wrestles
of course.
It'll be Mia Yim. So that's fine. It's just one of those things of like, it's just stuff that you do, and this is a good option as any, so fine. But nobody's like doing brand new fun stuff. It's just like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I mean, and she already lost to Nia twice, so they've got to get her more wins to this.
Yeah,
feels like they're just stalling for the cash in for sure.
Yeah, like no, mm-hmm. yes, Joseph, I came in hot with this. What is your occupation, you know, aside from being a professional wrestler? And we realized that because Darius has a legit pilot's license, he is allowed to dress as a pilot. The other two guys aren't.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's just the rule. That's the loophole. But other than that, So
that is fair. Is fair. I did not know he legitimately had a pilot's license.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I also wondered if Tongaloa had an ophthalmology appointment. He's been wearing the eye patch. I don't know where he was tonight. Nobody mentioned that he was gone.
I feel like he's probably, this is breaking news, okay? I don't have a scoop here, but if you wear an eye patch, I think you're just in AEW now. I think that's how that works between Hangman and Danielson. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. RJ City did it as a rib, Rocky Romero. If you have an eye patch, you wrestle in AEW. So I don't even know if that's a choice. I think you just are. Mox had it for that brief period of time. That's the way the cookie crumbles. But
mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, they told us that good news, Alexis.
Yes,
be happy
give it
about
to
this. The Alba and Nyla have already won their match on Monday, which is awesome because they have a triple threat tag team title match on Monday. And then they have a six-woman tag match on Friday that doesn't make any sense if they're no longer the champions.
Right.
It's kind of cool that we already know what's going to happen in that big six-woman three-way tag team title match on Monday. So am I sour about it? No, not. I mean, it's like a grapefruit. That's how sour I am.
Think with all of that money and everything that's going on, you would have a legit continuity person letting you know, hey, that shouldn't go there.
Yeah,
Alex, that's right. It's hard to be sour about anything when we find out that Eddie Kingston is going to be on Collision. So,
yeah,
is he really? I'm so happy
via Skype.
Nice. Me too.
He says via Skype. No, what he needs to do.
Get out of here.
What he needs to do is he needs to do the Jacob Fatu. He's got to super kick a guy wearing a walking boot.
That was
I saw that. Yeah,
that was cold as hell. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's what he should do. Just super kick a guy wearing a walking boot because he broke everything in his leg. So that'll be fun.
Well, you know, the thing with Eddie is for a while he's been nowhere to be found, okay, which is not how you want to be, except that's how you want your internet connection to appear to people.
Yeah,
if you want to be untraceable to the world like Eddie Kingston has been, partner, NordVPN.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
NordVPN.com. They've made a huge investment in us, sincerely. We've been talking about it the past couple weeks. The amount you save with the code Fightful with them is one of the highest value savings that exists, and definitely the highest that we ever offer. So if you need a VPN, legit. You save a ton of money, especially if you sign up for multiple years with NordVPN. So thank you so much, NordVPN, and invest in them if you are on the hunt for a VPN service.
But a great way to catch AEW on Max, by the way.
Yeah, if you need to buy two pay-per-views almost back-to-back and you want it to be pretty affordable, NordVPN is for you. I think if you do that, you literally pay for NordVPN for, the year. So the savings are truly incredible. But, Mr. Pulaski, anything else for...
MXM has a new double-team finisher that's the greatest thing I've ever seen, but Dante kicked out of it. And it's one of those things that it's so good that it should never be kicked out of. It should be protected for the next 10 years. It is.
What is it?
It's so good. Mansoor has Dante up on his shoulders, like in, you know, like for a doomsday device position, but he just walks in the middle of the ring. And Mason reaches up and grabs him by the throat to do a choke slam, like off the top of his shoulders. But added to that, Mansoor herks him up off his shoulders, grabs him around the waist. So it is a choke slam German suplex combo with a bridge out of it. Bridging suplex out of it. It's one of the damnedest things I've ever seen. And they just had Dante kick out of it. If they had Darius break it up, I would have nothing to say about it.
No problem.
But that is the kind of move that no one should ever kick out of. God, that was amazing.
Oh, that's so cool. I can't wait to see it. That's awesome.
Call it the tip toucher.
There you go.
I'm so happy those guys are off to such a well-received start. I love them so much.
So good. Oh, also Abaddon at the club.
Yes, I saw that.
Abaddon is at the club.
Yeah. There was a segment in there that you're going to want to keep your eyes peeled for Abaddon. And she's always doing spooky stuff, but in an unnatural setting. So
in the club, actually outside the club,
outside the club in the VIP section for sure.
That's great. I guess that's it. Oh, hey, my daughter's is Little Miss Peanut now. For the
I don't share other people's local personal information, Day's but festival. Like.
Somehow my daughter has just won a pageant tonight in the middle of a driving rainstorm. Nice. She was covered in the amphitheater. The rest of us weren't. So all of my video of the moment has me holding an umbrella with everybody having umbrellas in front of me. So I got a tiny little sliver of the person going like, oh, there is. And then like, yeah, that was it. So she's very excited.
I love it.
I'm so excited for her.
Yeah, I'm here for that. Let's go.
My job as an influencer is already being threatened. Yeah. Mm-hmm, I just got heat with everybody's daughters. Bertie Danielson.
Yeah, that's true.
Your daughter. Yeah.
And so I'm going to teach her that I don't want, when she's in the parade, she gets to ride in a convertible in the parade on Sunday.
Very nice.
And I'm going to teach her none of this wave thing. Throw up the one. Throw up the one. Everybody's got to acknowledge you. Just throw up the one. I want to see ones in the crowd for my daughter in the convertible.
The whole parade is supposed to be 45 minutes, but her convertible entrance is like 20.
With the music playing, too.
That's it. I can't follow
everybody
that.
Everybody acknowledge Alex's daughter in the chat. Throw your ones up.
Throw up the ones.
That's what's up.
In the
see?
Chat. I want to see ones
it.
In the chat.
We love it.
All right.
For Alex's kiddo. Well, right, thank you, Alex. We appreciate you stopping by with your sour fowl. Though a mixed bag today, we always appreciate it.
Bye.
Be well, my friend. We shall touch tips later.
We shall get in those super chats. Get in those tip touching.
Oh, what?
Emojis.
Well, easy, killer.
We're in the chat.
He's just
that.
Taking over the world right now.
I love this so much.
Hey, you know what I found? Premier Protein. I don't know if you know if you like protein, drinking protein.
I do.
They're like these little protein shakes that you can drink. Pumpkin spice. Premier
Protein. PSL Protein. My goodness. Goodness. Well, here's something else I know that you'll like, and that is a Legado video package, which I think was really good because we've been saying they kind of need a reset, and they showed them at dinner saying, we kind of need a reset, which is good. I like when, I don't always love when booking gets called out, but I like it when characters make sense of their own wins and losses,
sure.
Right? That is just inherently well done creative. Santos always thrives in these. We saw a bunch of these in NXT too, just like these vignettes where they're at dinner with the family and he's kind of in mob boss mode. But I love when he says S, skull, bar, C.
C.
I love when he does the LA Knight cadence with his own name. So, so good. And then after that, we have LA Knight saying, well, that seemed like a fun dinner, which I love. He has that Kevin Owens thing where he just calls out wrestling tropes sometimes, and he did that very well here. And he says, Santos Escobar might have not forgotten who he is, but he might forget where he is. after taking a blunt force trauma from LA Knight. So I liked both sides of this. If they weren't going to come face to face because they don't need to yet, I love when Santos is in this environment and LA Knight doing what he does best in front of a live crowd feels like a win to me of not having them interact, but still having both of their presences felt on the show, Alex.
You know, we kind of lost a little bit of Escobar and Legado there for a while. And it felt like I was like, fudge, man. Like, what are they doing? Now, you got to build them strong. You got to build them strong. And we know why you got to build them strong, because ain't nobody taking that title away from LA Knight.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, like, that's the end game. But if we are building this faction and we're going to give them strength and a rebuild status and respect, this match has to be hard hitting.
Yeah.
He has to lose. And if he does lose, it has to come down to like him losing in the ring without needing his people around him to, like, you know, whatever. That's the only way I feel that they're going to continue staying strong. It's like, cool, I messed up. I lost that match. That's on me. But we as a family, we're going to continue moving forward. I want that to be the story, because right now I'm invested in them. Not only because he has one of the greatest second podcasts in the world outside of Wrestling with Freddie, but he does, you know, Lucha Libre Behind the Mask. But, you know, like, it's cheap plug right there. Just
plug it. It's awesome. It's awesome.
But, yeah, like, he's just... It's so good to see him in the position that he is right now.
Agreed.
I'm sorry. I know that was long-winded, but it's just...
No, it's okay. It
deserves the time.
It does, and it was...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Important that they did this segment, because I think you and I both felt like this guy is it, and he's just lost in the shuffle. Oh. The fact that they are kind of saying, like, no, we're having a renewed focus on him, I think is good. A lot of people saying, Alexis, you know that pumpkin spice is a white girl's kryptonite.
Whoa,
listen,
easy killers.
You want to know who's the biggest white girl on the stream? It ain't me, okay? Alex loves his PSL.
He loves it.
His Hallmark movies. He's just as big of a white girl as any of us. Okay.
Yeah, I got my Uggs and my tights right there on the other side of the room.
What's up?
I love feeling comfy. My oversized sweatshirt.
Just like cozy white girl style. I love it.
We are.
We'll say great to see Roxanne and Trick Williams at the show. I would be surprised if they weren't in the next round of call-ups, especially Roxanne. Trick, they haven't done a great job booking him, but he continues to be extremely talented and very over. His title trajectory just was not very well booked. DNC Digital saying, happy Fightfulversary, Kate. Saludos, hermano. How's that? Not bad, right? Not bad. So it seems evident they're trying to keep Loa and Roman separated to build something bigger, huh? I think they're trying to keep Fak 2 and Roman separated to build something bigger.
Yeah, for sure.
Tongaloa, not so much there, but we are going to talk about all of that very shortly, but before we talk about that awesome Bloodline segment, this contenders match that went three segments between the Street Profits and DIY. We've been saying we want more importance put on this tag team division. Hopefully this is symptomatic of that, because this match showed out the Street Profits winning with that Doomsday Blockbuster. Hell of a match here. I'm nervous that Alex Pulowski was right last week when he predicted a DIY breakup, because they have been losing. Yeah. So they've either got to get it together or they've got to go their separate ways. How they end up doing that creatively is up to them, but it does kind of feel like that's the case. I don't love that, because I feel like this tag team division needs them right now. But yeah. I would love to see, as funny as Pretty Deadly was in the segment, I would love to see them getting wins. I would love to see Street Profits getting wins. I would love to see tag team wrestling feel important for being tag team wrestling and not a prop in bigger or singles stories. That is the case with both tag titles on both programs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not do that. Let's make tag team wrestling important again. Luis saying this was a certified humper. Yeah, they had excellent chemistry. Styles make matchups kind of thing in this for sure. Montez Ford just unbelievable in what he can do. I'm glad to see that with Lashley out of the picture, that they didn't just put these guys aside, because they are, I mean, two of the very, very best in the world. What did you think of this match here? I love that we got time for it to develop, and I'm glad about the result, even though DIY lost. Like, Street Profits need to get pushed forward here.
Yeah, Street Profits have kind of been, you know, in that weird line that I was talking about, you know, that we're on the undercurve, unfortunately, because they got lost with the Hurt Business 7.0, whatever was happening there. And then, you know, like, they seem to be starting to get heated back up. Yeah. They were one of those tag teams that you can always count on to put on a great performance. They could be great champions again. Like, you know, why wouldn't you? And then just have everyone chase them, right?
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, seeing the demise of DIY now. DIY. Like, it just...
It's all the same to me.
I too do it myself. You know, it's just like... What are they doing? What are we gonna do this again? Is that the way we're going? The initial breakup, the oh my god, it's about to happen. Someone's gonna turn on another. Like,
I mean,
it feels like they just got back together.
We know that story from NXT. They haven't told it on the main roster.
I know.
Want to? I get it. It certainly felt that way with Wade Barrett on commentary, being like they lost in Johnny Gargano's hometown, etc., etc. But we will have to see. We will have to see what is to come of it. But that brings us to our main event segment. Last call for Super Chats and Humper
Last
Chats.
Last call.
Please leave a thumbs up on this video. A lot more of you watching now than were at the beginning of the show, which not only do we appreciate, but Sean was on at the beginning of the show, so now I can say that I'm the real draw because more people are watching now. But
yeah. And by the way, I too am celebrating my 5-4 anniversary. Just kidding.
I'm going to say it every week.
Mine was May 27th. I've been here for 2 years and a couple months now. Holy crap. Yeah. So
crazy. Time flies, baby.
Jeez, time flies.
So, it's so crazy too, because so much has happened in wrestling.
So much has happened.
We're gonna talk about this go home segment, but we'll also remind you to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. If you enjoy what we're doing tonight, there's even more of it behind the paywall than what's available just on this main channel. There's all sorts of bonus shows. Alex Pulowski and I do pay-per-view post shows for every AEW and WWE pay-per-view that we're not on the main channel for. So you get that. You also get the Fightful Select Discord if you want to hang out with other subscribers in a moderated environment. Super, super fun to be there. The Ask SRS channel also always popping.
Always.
You can ask Sean anything. He'll get you an answer, or at least tell you that he's tried to ask about it. He is the very best at this, but I'll tell you who's the very best at being a babyface right now. And that is Roman Reigns. Holy crap. Solo Sikoa comes out. He's like acknowledged me, and the crowd's like, nah, we're not gonna do that. The crowd, this is the first time that I can remember We got like, we want Roman chants and we got boos and stuff. This was the first time the crowd was actively like, no, like rejecting the notion of being the tribal chief because they knew Roman was going to come out, mm-hmm. which I absolutely love that crowd reaction. People have mm-hmm. been hard on Solo Sikoa in this. He's getting the reactions he needs to. I know it feels like Jacob Fatu came in and is the big star, but if you look at the reaction Solo's getting, he's getting the right ones. Mm-hmm. But Roman comes out, they get into it. They, the Ulafala, I think is how that's said, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So that's the centerpiece of this whole exchange, which I loved. Earlier in the night, we had Solo talking to Tama Tonga about it. They say that they still have it and that Roman's going to have to really fight to get it back. At one point, Tama Tonga is kind of like half wearing it, half not. But we, in this main event segment, have Roman coming back and grabbing that Ulafala. Jacob Fatu appears in a walking boot
mm-hmm.
to take out Roman Reigns, and they eventually powerbomb him through the table. What a piece of business to go home on. I figured, because we got the beatdown last week, that Roman was going to cut a promo here. But just the symbolism of the Ulafala, yes. I thought was so, so well done. I do think he should talk. I think that should happen way sooner than later, probably as soon as next week. But I love that, like, this, there's not a title involved in this. This is for the throne to the family head of the table, right? Like, this is the tribal chief title on the line, and it is all symbolized by that necklace, by that Ulafala. Mm-hmm. So I loved that he temporarily regained it just to lose it back, because one, it's foreshadowing that he's going to need some backup, probably in the form of The Rock, probably in the form of the Usos as we get to Survivor Series. But I also just love that, like, the idea that he could regain control of it and then have it slip away just feels mm-hmm. like beautifully done storytelling and foreshadowing in this. I loved this segment. Roman should talk soon just to pop the live crowd and also say, like, what he needs to say from his time away, clarify sure. his relationship with Cody Rhodes, like, all of these things. But what they gave us tonight, I really, really, really liked. What were your thoughts on our go-home segment here?
I think it was well played. I love the drama of it all, which is, as you can tell, the crowd is, I always say it. I'm not on Freddie's show, but as his producer, I'm in his ear, right? So, and I'm writing scripts and putting together all these rundowns. And part of it is always saying, just listen to the pop. It's nuclear whenever he decides to show up. And especially now,
it's crazy.
It's insane how it's night crazy. And day. If there was one thing outside of all the nasty crap that, you know, BKM did, was, you know, he was always trying to put that man over. You know
he
what
did,
I'm saying?
He did peg him as the future for better.
Yes,
for
he
worse.
Did. Yes, he
it
did.
It took Paul Heyman being yes. the one to direct everything, yes. But VKM but, definitely was like, that's our guy for better yeah. or for worse. Suffering, yes. Succotash yes. and thick. And
he was the man to right? dethrone, the, you know, what would be John Cena's, you know, person yes. to kind of come in and do what he has to do. And boy, is he showing it. Is he showing it? And from top to bottom, him not saying anything, the symbolism between picking up the necklace, putting it on, the expression on his face of like, I finally got it. There's sometimes the art in doing something like that versus picking up a mic and be like, I am here, acknowledge me, I got my necklace back. There was, it felt stronger with the visuals rather than with the words.
Yeah.
Eventually, he will
his
talk.
Facial expressions are yes. the best in wrestling.
He like, will definitely be God. Talking. I believe that obviously before Bash at Berlin, he'll finally pick up the mic and kind of, no pun intended, acknowledge where he's been and what he's done or what, you know, what's been happening. But once we get that one-on-one with Roman, because that's what we're getting. There'll be 15,000 people in attendance, but it'll be a one-on-one because we're there with him. And we're going to feel every word that he's saying to us. And then, you know, we know where this is going to be heading to. You yeah. know, he'll get through Solo and then we'll continue going through from there. But the spot on the table was cool. them putting him in the ring and kind of standing over his lifeless corpse with their finger up in the air. And little and funny little thing is after the show, Jey Uso came out. They had a dark match. He had the mic in his hand. He said, "I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's none of my business." Okay. He literally just so picked funny, up the mic. Man. He's like, that nope. So I it was love... that's pretty funny.
What in the Wyatt Six things too, when he's been there for the handoffs to those segments, yes. when he's like, "Peace out, nope, I'm out of here. Yep. I am not messing with these guys." His comedic timing is excellent. Excellent, yeah. excellent stuff. But some good developments on SmackDown tonight. A really strong go home segment. I'm excited to see where this is heading. And to your point before, like huge, insane, astronomical pops for Roman Reigns. It's so much better when people turn face organically because Agreed. Then you get this. Like it's so magical when you have that happen. But it's been a magical time with all of you here on this Friday night. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we get out of here, Alex, where can the good people find you?
You beautiful souls can find me on the Instagram, Alexis Cardoza, on Threads, Alexis Cardoza. You can sometimes find me stirring up problems and troubles on Twitter at _ Alexis Cardoza. I have hot takes. I put them out there and people want to take my life. From the things that I say, so
not even
there's
that.
Hot
takes. You're like wrestling is neat, and people are like,
"Yeah." I'm like, I say stuff like, "Wow, there was a lot of people in that crowd," and then I'm shunned from everyone's ears and whatever. But thank you to all of you, obviously, and then follow me because in the next week or so, I'm going to be dropping one of my newest projects that I've been working on. It's a fun little project that's going to start in the beginning of September. And go all the way through Christmas Day. So can't wait to bring that to you guys.
Absolutely. We have one final super chat here. Luis, I know you said two, but I actually caught that one earlier. I think the very first super chat I called up, but did not catch this one from Will that said, "I think The Rock is the higher power of the bad bloodline." Mm-mm. There are some fun conspiracy theories that I've seen. I think they might just play it up the middle and then maybe in the Survivor Series match have The Rock turn on Roman. I think that could be a really, really, really fun way to go. But we'll see. There's a lot of possibilities, man. There's a lot of possibilities. My bigger thing right now is that I'm a little nervous about what Cody's title reign looks like because it feels like mm-hmm. there's not a bigger baby face on planet Earth than Roman Reigns. So how that coexists with your champion, they're going to have to do some work around. But we will see. We will see what is to come. But you can find me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media. Accidentally light on the internet today. To Alex's point about people being funny, I said, you know, wrestling is in such an amazing place right now. AEW announces the stadium show in America. WWE is expanding to 2-night events because the demand mm-hmm. is there for their major pay-per-views. Like, wrestling is hot right now, and someone was like, "You don't understand business," and I was like, "Okay,
yeah, yeah."
This multi-billion-dollar industry is ice cold, I guess. Sure, whatever you want to believe, but
can we just be happy? Let us touch tips, damn it.
Let us just touch tips. I love it so much. My God. But catch me on social media at Miss Kate Fabe. I'm on Threads now as well. It makes Damn. Me so happy. It's such a normal environment. Should have listened to Alex months ago. But okay. Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, as long as it's up, I'll be there. But catch me there. And you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is going to have some content on the way as well at Miss Kate Fabe. So thank you so much. We love you so much. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. We'll see you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there, because their stories make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch, premiering September 18th. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.